Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio. Stay tuned to hear from Moja account manager Tiana all about what she's learned so far about personal branding and some hints and tips to manage company social media pages. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you're still pretty new to Team Moja as our newest recruit, but very much settled in within the team. Tell me what you've learned so far about personal branding through your role at Moja.
I've definitely learned that it's all about building relationships with clients and understanding their needs, but also making sure that the relationship works both ways. So they get what they need from you, but you also get what you need from them in terms of elevating their personal brand and understanding their voice. So that's been really important for me in trying to tackle different projects for different clients. So if it's articles, it's understanding their tone of voice. If it's, I don't know, a speaker kit, let's say, it's understanding what their brand looks like, understanding how they want to present themselves. So it's definitely a mixture of putting yourself in the client's shoes, in kind of understanding how their brain works, but also building a relationship so that they feel comfortable asking you, this is how I want something to look.
And are there any standout client stories that highlight the impact of them having a strong personal brand?
Yeah, definitely. Recently, something that I was really proud of actually is an article that got published for one of our clients, Nick Greenan. So she's the CEO of Tyneside Cinema, and she, you know, we worked together to kind of create an article that really put out a message that she was proud of, that I was proud of, to write for her. And so it was a lot of obviously back and forth between trying to make sure that the story was right, that I got the tone of her voice right. And that was really important, not only when I was pitching, but also when I was writing, because it just informed my writing process a lot. And so seeing the finished product and then having a pitch get accepted within a week of me pitching it to the publication that she wanted, I think that entire process was just a client win for all of us, but just a big win for me, just to see something I produce for a client that I really admire be in a publication that she really wanted.
That's pretty cool. What are some of the challenges that you see clients facing when they're building their personal brands, and how are you helping them to overcome those?
I think sometimes it's not quite understanding how to voice what they want. So in their minds, they might have a clear idea of what it is they want, let's say, their website to look like, or what they want an article to say, but getting the words out or trying to find the way to articulate those ideas can sometimes be a bit of a struggle, which is why I quite like to throw back to my other example of working with Nick, the back and forth and getting feedback from her on how I'd written the article, whether this was something she wanted in it. I think that's a really important process to really figure out what a client wants, because it can sometimes be quite difficult when they're first trying to articulate an idea and you might not quite understand the tone of voice at first. But having a process of feedback and having actual conversations with the client, understanding who they are, really helps to then understand their tone of voice, how they want something to be written or presented. It needs that feedback. It needs that relationship to build and grow for me to then produce work that I'm proud of and they're proud of.
That makes sense. What does a typical day as a Moja account manager look like?
That's something I was thinking about a lot recently, and I was going to actually post a LinkedIn post about it.
You should definitely do
that. I will. Of how, you know, no 2 days are the same at Moja, and it's something that I really, really love, because I quite like doing lots of different things, and it's something I've really enjoyed with this job, is no 2 days are the same. So one day I'm writing an article, one day I could be focusing on a lot of graphic design work, and I think everyone knows that I've actually really loved a lot of the graphic design work since I've been working here. So getting the opportunity to focus on that for a day, or even write a report, it switches your day up. So no 2 days are the same. I could be coming in and focusing on someone's manuscript for half of the day, and then I'll spend the rest of the day, you know, working on video reels or social media posts. So it really, day by day, it kind of switches up depending on what client work I've got, who the clients we've got are, and what their needs are, what's kind of urgent at the time as well. So recently we had, obviously, the Sara Davies event, which was incredible. But obviously that whole week we were trying to focus on pushing the event and making sure that people were excited. So, you know, working on kind of the social media posts for that was something really fun to do. But then the next day, obviously, I'm working on something that might not seem as fun to someone else, but it helps me to then have a variety of things to focus on rather than just one thing, so it's not too monotonous.
Always good to keep things fresh and mix it up, for sure. Now that you're firmly in the personal branding space, have you noticed any trends that are coming out?
Something I've really noticed a lot in terms of Moja publishing, which is obviously something we do here, is everyone wants to write a book these days. So we've recently actually just had our first ever Moja writing retreat, and we've got so many new, hopefully, clients from that, so many people that want to publish their book with us and tell their stories. And I think it's great that a lot of people are kind of jumping on board with writing a book, because it's so important to get these stories out.
And there's so many benefits, isn't there, to writing a book, because, as we know, there's so much publicity you can get from the launch itself, but then it's being able to repurpose that content, yeah. It's having that authority, it's something that you can add to your speaker bio, something that's going to give that credibility in so many different situations. And you're absolutely right, obviously we did just run the Moja writing retreat, and that was like the dream weekend, yeah. It went so well. And if anyone listening wants to see any of the content from the weekend, then do check out our story highlights on the Moja Instagram, because there's all sorts of content on there that shows how cool it was. And if anyone wants to come on the next one, drop me a message, because we've got the dates for the next one. So yeah, it's been really interesting to see that evolution around the publishing side of things. And you know, we're certainly getting more inquiries around how can people get their books out there. So whether that be that they've got an idea and they want to come along to a retreat and develop the idea, or whether they're coming to us with a finished manuscript. And we're seeing a bit of everything in between, I think, with that at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think the best thing is, as well, you know, everyone's at different stages of writing their book. No one's got a finished manuscript. You know, not everyone is at the same stage. So it's interesting to see how these books grow and develop, because not everyone's journey is going to be the same either. And I think the perfect thing with the writing retreat that we've just had is everyone can go at their own pace, but at the same time you're still coming out feeling really fulfilled and really accomplished. And it'll be really interesting to see the process after that, because I love seeing some of the clients we've got now who are working on kind of their artwork for the front cover, and they'll be recording their audiobook soon. And I love seeing how a finished manuscript turns into an audiobook. That's something really interesting and accessible as well, which is really important when not everyone's a visual reader. Some people like to listen on the go, which is really brilliant.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm really enjoying the publishing stuff too. It's super, super fun. One of your responsibilities is that you look after the Moja company pages on LinkedIn and also Instagram. Obviously, we talk a lot on the show around people's personal pages, but we've not ever talked about company pages before. So tell us what is working well on each of those platforms for a company page.
Weirdly enough, even if it's a company, it's the personal posts that people gravitate to a lot more. And I've noticed that especially with the posts that we post on our accounts, the posts that have us in, people love that. People just want to see our faces, clearly. But those are the ones that are getting the comments and the likes. But it's really about connecting with the people behind the company. I think that's what works. And I've seen it work with other companies, is seeing the faces behind the company rather than just, you know, posting posts that are just corporate jargon, I guess. It's actually connecting with the people that follow you to show that you are real people, and that it's not just a linear account. You know, you're not posting the same stuff every day. So recently, Lottie and Rachel went to a podcast launch for one of our clients, for Richard Reed Solicitors, who have just launched their podcast. And pictures from that, people love to see stuff like that, because it really connects you with the fact that we're connecting with our clients. It shows you a kind of behind the scenes look into what we get up to, and it's not just all about us trying to be too salesy or too in your face about what we've got on. It's rather that we do care and that we've got lives as well, but that we're real people behind a corporate.
And are you noticing any difference between what works best on Instagram versus LinkedIn? Because they are quite different platforms, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think with LinkedIn, I think we've discussed this as well, because obviously we have our own LinkedIn training here at Moja, which has actually been helpful a lot when managing our own LinkedIn account, is timing with LinkedIn, you know, posting early in the morning. Top tip there if you're wanting to have some top tips.
Definitely.
Yeah, posting early in the morning really works, because that's when people are scrolling on the phones.
But it's the opposite for Instagram,
isn't it? It's the opposite for Instagram completely. If I post on Instagram in the morning, the likelihood is it kind of gets lost in the feed. The Instagram feed is something I'm still kind of working out. But mid-afternoon, for some reason, has worked with a lot of our posts.
Instagram?
Yeah, which is strange, because some people might just be on their lunch break scrolling on Instagram. But it's mid-afternoon, or normally like after five, after work hours, that people are scrolling through the feed and they're liking and reposting and engaging on Instagram. So I think timing is one of the biggest differences in engagement for the different platforms. But also content, you know, we were saying not that long ago of, I don't want to always repurpose the content, because then followers who have got us on both, they're seeing the same thing, and it's not going to get us the engagement we want necessarily. So sometimes what I post on LinkedIn might be better shared as an Instagram story rather than something that's on the feed forever, because it can be put into the highlights, whereas LinkedIn, you have posts and you have captions. Longer captions definitely work for LinkedIn more than Instagram. I think Instagram's a lot faster paced. So with LinkedIn, people take the time to read the captions. Instagram,
it's more about the pictures.
More about the pictures. Yeah, so
I get it. Awesome. So quick fire round before we wrap up. What's been your favourite Moja moment so far?
Ooh, that would have to be... Now, this is going to be a controversial one. Has to either be Pancake Day or Sarah Davies' event.
I'm sure Sarah would be delighted to know that she's...
lump her in with the pancakes. But yes, the Sarah Davies event, I think, as the first kind of big Moja event that I've been to, that was definitely a highlight.
And what did you enjoy about it?
I think it was just seeing people, like Northeast businesswomen, come together in one room was just really powerful. And seeing our process of us being like, are we gonna, we're gonna do this, we've got this, and actually then seeing it unfold on the night was something really profound, and it made me feel quite proud to be part of Moja. Because I think the feedback from people that attended the event afterwards saying, you know, it was a great event, we loved it, like it was just kind of made their night. Those are the moments that really kind of matter when you get that.
That's got to be better than Pancake Day.
That has.
Come on.
I mean, Max's smiley face pancakes did make my day as well. So that had to be...
Spoilt for choice. Who would be a dream client that you'd like to work with?
I think, well, obviously really enjoyed working with Nick from Tyneside Cinema, and that kind of industry, the behind the scenes of the film and TV industry, not to be that person in PR, but I love that stuff. I think I just find it really interesting. Especially, like, I'm a big fan of arts and culture and literature, so maybe a client in that industry would definitely be something I could sink my teeth into and do something really creative with. So,
what's the best piece of branding advice that you've heard?
This one might be a controversial one, considering I manage the social media accounts, but yeah, it's not always about likes, comments and reposts. I think I fell into the trap a long time ago of being so concerned with how many likes I've got, because that reflects, you know, how well you're doing. But it's not the case. I think if you get someone that sends you a post, if it's just one person with positive feedback, then I think that can mean a lot more than 20 likes on a post.
Yeah, so. It's funny you say that, because I've literally just posted a video this morning on LinkedIn about how we need to get over the ego around likes. And actually, it was the post that I'd done about the writing retreat that made me think about this, because I've done posts that have had hundreds, sometimes thousands of likes on LinkedIn. And it's great for the ego.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't love that? You feel great. Ooh, all these people liking my post. But the reality is, the posts that get that kind of engagement tend to not lead to anything other than massage and your ego a bit. Yeah. Whereas when I was doing posts about the writing retreat for the last month, I did maybe 3 posts on that. Obviously, there's a very niche audience that are going to be interested in coming to a writing retreat to write their book. Therefore, the engagement was lower. However, every time I did a post, we got a sale at the retreat. Yeah. So actually, which is more important? So I think you make a really great point there.
Yeah, and I think it's very easy to kind of fall into that trap of being obsessed with how many likes and comments you get. But it's not necessarily always a reflection of the content itself. The content may be great. It's just a case of people are forgetting to like. People might have shared it to other people, but that's not always a reflection of how good your content is.
100%. And I think the other thing is that with LinkedIn in particular and social media generally, people are lurkers.
Yeah.
So they might not engage with that post, but it's still a reminder when they see you in the feed that you're there and they'll reach out at the right time. So yeah, wise words. Well, Tiana, it's been awesome having you on Beyond the Bio. Thanks for joining me. If anyone listening isn't connected to you, where's the best place for them to find you?
Probably on the Moja social media accounts, because I'm always on the social media accounts. So I'll be probably commenting, reposting, liking things. So
awesome. Well, we'll pop the links to the Moja LinkedIn and Instagram in the show notes, along with Tiana's LinkedIn profile. Awesome. Cool. Thanks for joining me. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.